Okay, we are now joined by tonight's winner of the IIA and Richie Bros 250, driver of the number 54 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota GR Supra, along with, I guess, owner Ty Gibbs making an appearance.
What do you mean, you guess?
That sounds good.
Yeah. We'll begin opening it to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you. We'll start over here with John Newby.
John Newby, Fan Buzz. I have two questions, one for each of you. So, Taylor, first off for you, do you view this as redemption after the last two trips here, or how do you process all of those emotions of everything that happened, finally getting that win?
I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's redemption, and I also think it's a group of things that I've learned from the two races I've lost here and made sure I didn't lose another one when I was in contention.
Perfect. And then, Ty, you know, from your perspective, you've been in a lot of heated battles here. You've won races. What is that like, being the team owner, watching your car going for that win, knowing that something bad could happen, or, you know, he could make it to the win?
Yeah, you know, I think that's just kind of what sums this fall race up. It's kind of always chaotic, as we've seen. Yeah, I think Taylor just did a great job, had great restarts, and that's what separated him from winning and maybe getting wrecked, you know, but I thought he did a great job in his restarts, a great execution, and did everything he needed to do to get the win.
We'll come next to Bob right here.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I mean, what do you feel like you did differently this time than the other two times versus what other people maybe did differently?
Yeah, I think, honestly, executing restarts is what separated me from the spring race. I feel like I executed all my restarts in the spring race, and the last one I let the 8 just jump with me and let him be in striking zone of me getting into 1, and ultimately that's what lost me the lead. And then the caution came out, and obviously we re-racked him, and I did the same thing to him. And, you know, at that point, I don't know what I'd do different. To not get wrecked, maybe, you know, little things that I've looked at. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the biggest thing tonight was just not letting anyone in striking distance getting into 1.
And does this make this year a successful year?
No.
Come to Dustin, then Jordan next.
Dustin Albino, JC. Taylor, congrats on the win. Kind of off Bob's question, when you have the rash of late cautions, how worried are you with the positions that Brandon and Sammy were both in?
I wasn't super worried, just knew that I had to execute restarts and do change up my restart game, right, and do something different every time. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there was definitely a thought in the back of my head, thinking that, you know, I could get wrecked and it could be a rerun of the spring race, but knowing that I have to execute my restarts and staying focused inside the race car and knowing what I have to do and looking at the task at hand.
Good, Jordan. Jordan Bianchi, Athletic. Ty, what's it like to feel to be the winning car owner?
Well, I think, you know, this just shows, you know, how hard everybody is working at JGR, all the men and women, and, you know, they deserve it. I think we ran, you know, 1 through in the top 5 for the most of the day, all 3 or 4 of the cars. So, you know, I think Martinsville is a great track for us, but also I think that, you know, the guys work and the women work so hard for this weekend's race, and it's super cool. You know, this 54 is a very important number to me personally, and to see Taylor, you know, do a great job tonight and to win it means a lot to me. I've grown up around Taylor, and so that to see that's awesome. And like I was telling him a year ago today is kind of where we started talking about the 54 car kind of coming back to life this year. So it's cool to see that, and very proud of him.
We heard Bob, I want to kind of add on to yours. You asked me if this makes it a successful year, and I said no. Not in the fact of we haven't brought successful cars to the track. More so in the fact of, I feel like, you know, there's been races that we should have won and been in contention to win, and things have happened to us, you know, looking back at the spring race. So, kind of wanted to add on to that. Not necessarily, we're bringing really fast cars to the racetrack, and I'm proud of everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing. And obviously coming here, right, I feel confident every time I walk through these gates that I have a winning race car, and I'm in contention to win every time I walk through these gates. So that's props to everyone at the shop and here at the track.
Taylor, what was the message from NASCAR before the race?
Yeah, what were they saying? Everybody's curious about it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I should just not say anything, not get in trouble.
I mean, were they? Did they tell you to mind your P's and Q's and that there's a line?
Kinda.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, there wasn't a fine line of, hey, you can't do this, or you don't need to do this. It was more so, hey, here's the playoff points, here's the playoff guys. Race respectfully, like, I don't know.
We're gonna get Mike to Steven in the back, then to right next to him to Zach, and then to Dustin.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. You know, Taylor, Sammy was in here this morning, and I asked him if he and you had talked about this after the spring race and if you guys had buried the hatchet, and he said that you had talked and he thought that everything, that you had kind of put that away, but he couldn't be completely sure exactly how you felt. With the aid in your mirror, those final laps, did you, you know, first off, I guess, had you talked, had you settled things, and were you able to look in your rearview mirror and kind of say, you know, okay, I know the circumstances, I know this and that, but I have confidence that this time he's not going to clean my clock the way he did?
Yeah, we've talked. No, we're not. I'm not cool with him, no. If that's what you're asking, no. And I think he knew better. I think he knew that he was going to get himself in a fight if he wrecked me. So yeah, I think he probably played this one out a little smarter in his head than last time.
All right, just making sure. Thanks, Taylor.
Zach, and then Dalton.
Zach Moore from Run the Bottom. Taylor, does this win at all make the Roval sting more, knowing that, you know, if Sammy doesn't pay, he doesn't get that caution, you would be racing for a championship?
Yeah, definitely stings a bit, for sure, knowing that he got lucky, and out of all people, he was the one to get lucky. But yeah, no, it definitely stings a little bit, but being able to come here and show everybody that we were the dominant car tonight and showing everybody that we should be racing for a championship next week, it helps it a little bit for sure.
Go to Dalton next.
Hey, Taylor. Dalton Hopkins in Front Stretch. Going back to like the meeting that occurred earlier, along those lines, were you surprised that overtime restart was as clean as it was?
Yeah, no. Yeah, yes, I was. I actually told Ty walking in here, I definitely thought I was going to get moved, but I think I executed the restart good enough to where I don't think anybody was really in striking zone of me getting into turn one. And then into three, coming to the checkered, it would have been another spring race, right, if he would have tried to come get me. So, again, I think he's maybe gotten a little smarter since then.
Any other questions for Taylor? Ty, we'll go back to Bob right here.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. For Ty, you're starting second tomorrow. How do you?
Oh yeah,
feel?
I forgot about that, man. Congrats.
How do you feel about what are your chances to get your first win and make it a 54 sweep?
Yeah, that would be awesome. You know, I think we're really strong and we have a really good car this weekend. Just need to make some small adjustments. But you know, also, you know, Sunday with the race and the, you know, having a little more cloud cover and the full field of cars in there, the track changes so much. You have to kind of play into that factor. But I feel like that we're really strong this weekend and we're gonna go at it really hard and see where we end up.
All right. Well, if there are no further questions, Taylor, Ty, congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.